You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, 2 years is when we think we last had this lady on the show. It seems longer, but I'm looking forward to having her back.
This is going to be a fun show, talking about moving to Atlanta and all the things you need to know.
Outstanding. Let's get to it. We're joined by Sherry Gazaway. She's the publisher of Know Atlanta. Sherry, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me today.
My pleasure is always ours, Sherry. Before we get into our conversation around Know Atlanta and everything going on there, take a quick sec. Remind us a bit about you and your background.
I have been in advertising sales for about 30 plus years in the Atlanta market, helping builders and real estate agents with their houses that need to be sold. I've worked for Know Atlanta magazine for 13 years and have been publisher and in sales and love what I do. It's so much fun helping people move to Atlanta.
I bet.
I had no idea that you'd been in real estate sales that long. That is commendable.
Well, thank you. Seen a lot of moving, that's for sure.
Lots of moving, absolutely. Tell us more about Know Atlanta.
Well, Know Atlanta has been around 33 years in the Atlanta market. A little history, we started because there was a need 33 years ago, believe it or not. There was Coca-Cola, UPS, large companies moving here, and there was nothing to give to people relocating. We didn't have the internet back then, so you couldn't get your information real quick. So there was a need for a guidebook to be created. And so we helped, worked with HR managers, SHRM Atlanta, which is the Society for Human Resources Managers, created a guidebook, a relocation guide of information on housing, good articles on the city about growth, county information, city information, schools, all the things that you need to know when you're moving. So if you kind of fast forward to today, well, take a look at the Atlanta market. It is just on fire with growth. Every day, it seems like there is a new announcement about companies coming here. We have had some really major companies come here with Mercedes and Porsche. And then there's a couple others that are out there that have been circulated, but we won't talk about those today because they're not exact just yet. But there is still a need for a magazine to be able to put together good, concise information. People want facts. They want the information. They want it right when they're making these decisions. And so we want to put this content available to them in the magazine as well as online. Everything that we do is on our website, so they can easily find that. So that's what Know Atlanta is in a nutshell. It's just a good moving guide.
So anyone moving here can benefit from your content, whether it's online or the magazine. But sounds like your niche, you're specialized in working with that HR department, the kind of helping that organization who has made the decision to relocate here, make that process easier. So how exactly does that interaction work?
Well, how that works is we do have a lot of relationships because we've been in the Atlanta market for a long time. We're a real trusted source. They know that they're going to get a magazine full of good content that they can actually send to an employee. And so they will directly request the magazine from us. We get phone calls. A biotech company just called this past week, needed 50 magazines. And it's an HR director calling us and saying, I need help here. I've got all these people moving. They may not even be in Atlanta, don't even know anything about Atlanta, but they want to give that employee a guide, a help book to help them because that is what their job is. So they will request the magazines. They will also request some relocation packets that we also put together, just helpful information from our builders and advertisers. And we will direct mail that to the HR director who will then put it inside of an employee packet and then ship it directly to that employee wherever they are. So the employee is waiting on this employee packet. And as they get to Know Atlanta, they're like, wow, this is, you know, I can sit down with my wife or family and make decisions on a home or whatever they're needing.
Got it.
You know, I just can't even imagine if I was relocating to Atlanta. It's just overwhelming. It's a huge city. What's kind of the biggest concern that people have when they're really relocating? Where do they even start?
Well, that's hard. I'll tell you, it's a lot of it is what their concern is. I think everybody is different. If I was moving to another city, is how much is my money worth? I mean, you can't just decide you're going to move to New York and expect to find housing. There is no such thing. So I think they would, a company and an employee that's looking at moving to the city, they're going to look at the tax rates. I mean, here we have got great tax incentives, and then the property sales tax and state tax here are a lot lower. You compare us to New York. New York's around 12.5. You come here and we're at, what, six or so, seven maybe in some areas. But also, what are the cost of housing people look at? The average for Atlanta is right around 289, I think, thousand is the average. We do have homes that are in the threes and twos, and of course they go up, but people find that what they're living in other cities and what they can buy here, they are so excited that they can get a four-sided brick home and it has trees and they have a lot to choose from with the housing markets here. So that's often a top concern is the housing, but then it might be education. Maybe they've got young children. I think about the Mercedes HR manager, I heard him speak and they asked him how he chose his home and he chose it in Roswell. And he said, well, I've got small children starting school. And he said, I got in my car and he drove to three schools that he was told about, somebody had recommended. Mm-hmm. And he took a look at the school and tried to figure out the traffic. And that was his main concern. I mean, here he could live anywhere in the city,
right,
but he chose because of education. Also, it could be medical availability.
Right.
What if you have medical needs? You might decide that you need to be near Emory for this or a different hospital for those needs. Also, jobs is another concern a lot of people have coming here, but they do come here. We work with a lot of people that don't even have jobs because they've heard about how Atlanta is growing so much and that there is plenty of jobs here. So there's a lot of concerns. We do some things in the magazine. We have two pages on how Atlanta stacks up, which is a great resource. It's also on our website. But they can compare, you know, maybe the West Coast to the East Coast to what is parking costs, what is housing apartments, which would help. I mean, rent is really affordable here. That's another thing. Sometimes people come and they might want to rent an apartment at first just to get the lay of the landscape is what I would do if I was moving. I need to know, where do I go? You know, so there's lots of big concerns. Moving's a huge decision, and it just depends upon what their needs are, I guess.
Yeah, lots to think about there. Mm-hmm. All right, Sherry, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we're back with Sherry Gasaway of No Atlanta. All right, so you talked about this gentleman who drove around and tried to gauge traffic around a potential school for his child. That's probably, in my view, the biggest decision that a family makes when they're coming to a place like this is, am I going to go to a place where my kids are in good schools? And, yeah, there's probably a ranking list that you could easily find on a Google search, but there's probably more careful research you should do. And I also believe you have a very specific guide on education with No Atlanta. So walk us through some other things to think about when it comes to picking a good school for your child.
That is true. It is one of the things we get asked a lot is about the education landscape in Atlanta. And so we are very involved with a lot of the private schools in the Atlanta area. One thing that's unique about Atlanta compared to other cities is we probably have 150, almost 200 private school options, anything from religion-based to STEM-based to special needs school. And I think that those are something that needs to be looked at when you're coming here. The public school system is fine as well, but you may need some specialty for your children, but maybe your child, you want to come here and take a look at these private schools. A lot of the private schools will offer free tours. A child could even shadow for a day, which if they're really nervous about, I don't know, this is the school for me, but to get to shadow and see what the kids are and what goes on, that's a great opportunity for a student. We have a lot of articles on our website and even in the magazine where we really interview and ask parents that give us their view on how they made the school choice or which STEM schools are great in Atlanta. So we don't really do rankings. You know, it's not for me to say one school is number one over number 10. I think all the schools are great. If you're doing education, education is a big topic. But I think you should do the research as to what fits your child. You know, if your child's an arts child, well, then maybe look at some of the art schools and things. So it's, but the education guide has got a lot of information, websites. There's, of course, there's the schools advertised, so you can kind of maybe get a little bit of a look, but it might give you a list of schools and you can do your own searches and find out which one would fit.
Outstanding.
So I know that our new home builder segment that's listening is always interested in kind of the no-nos. You know, what is it that you know? So let's talk about who some of the big companies are that are relocating here or looking at moving here.
I get asked that quite often. And it grows so fast every day. I think all of us that live here, yes, we live in a very fast pace, but I don't think people really realize how many companies are really coming here. Mm-hmm. And even under the radar that you don't know about. We do track and we do hear, they will call us directly and go, I see that you've got this free magazine. Please help me. I know nothing. And can you send it to me? So I can talk about the ones that are announced. A lot of times people don't realize as a company is coming, the company is under a different name until they actually get here, because there's a lot that goes into moving a company here. You can't make announcements until the lease is signed. And but Instacart is the one that's just right on the top of the list that just has recently been announced. There's 400 jobs there. Anthem has also has jobs coming and new relocation in that area. Pandora, 250 jobs in Fulton County, 1,800 jobs. I'm sorry, the Anthem actually is 1,800 jobs in Midtown. That's
huge.
Wow,
that
is huge. And that's going to be over a couple of years. This is not, you know, immediately. So when these announcements are made, people need to realize the companies are making these adjustments. They're finding office space or maybe they're building. I think about just some of the car manufacturers that have come, Group PSE. That's a French automaker. I mean, I was like, what's Group PSE? I had to go look it up. I'm like, French automaker. I didn't even know what that was. But I was like, oh, I've never seen those cars before. But, you know, it's Atlanta has attracted a lot of the auto industry. You look at what's come here and there's, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if there's not more. And what people don't even realize, it's one thing to have a Porsche or Mercedes come here, but all of the parts that make that car, those vendors follow because they need to be near the plant. They need to be accessible. So that just brings even more companies here. From an international level, that's the Gwinnett area has been really strong in capturing a lot of the international companies that are coming a lot from Japan. They travel out there quite often to attract those companies. But the culture is really changing. We have a lot of international companies all over the city that are making Atlanta their home. And a lot of it's because of our airport. The airport is by far the number one reason why companies make the choice here. It's an international airport. We have access to the ports here. So there's, you know, that is an attraction. But the companies, it's every day. And I tell people, for no Atlanta, I care about a company moving 10 employees as compared to someone moving 100 employees. But then, you know, there's also, I mean, Home Depot and Delta and Southwest and all of the mainstay companies here, they're still doing recruitment all the time. Home Depot has got many stores here and they are still recruiting and, you know, hiring within or hiring and moving people here. So UPS, that was another one that I just happened to see on here. 1,250 jobs have just been announced.
Wow.
For UPS, you know, and I think, I remember not too long ago, why aren't they going to be, you know, kind of, we're not going to have drivers anymore if things going to be shipped. Oh, no, 1,250 jobs.
Wow.
And it's all over the region. And that's one thing too, is we're seeing, you know, growth out towards the Conyers area. I think it's Facebook just announced the data plant that's going, a data tech plant. It may only be 100 jobs, but that's an area that maybe hasn't
seen. Those are going to be good jobs.
Good jobs. They're going to do like I think they've bought 450 something acres out there. They're going to have a huge center. So that's just going to bring more housing and more everything industry to an area that maybe hasn't had so much growth. I think about the Georgia 400 corridor all the way up to Cumming and Gainesville. Lots of new companies are going up that direction. And of course, that is increasing our traffic on Georgia 400.
We haven't heard about Amazon yet either.
Right.
So I get asked about that. And I'm like, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think there's been a lot of talk about it. I think Atlanta was well prepared as compared to other cities. I think the Metro Atlanta Chamber does a fabulous job of helping companies move here along with Georgia Power and Select Georgia. That's one thing that thus builders and people in the don't really realize in the industry, but they are whole offices and teams that is their job is to do all the research and get prepared and have all of this information for the companies as they are making their choices here and try to make Atlanta look as great. And Atlanta is great, and there's lots of places for companies to go. We still have great availability, you know, with land and office space to be able to put a plant or a company. It just depends upon what the company is looking for. Some companies we're seeing are moving downtown, and a lot of it they're trying to attract the millennial workforce, mm-hmm. which is great. There's plenty of workers here for that.
Absolutely.
We are very tight on time, Sherry. Sorry. So one last question, though. You mentioned a minute ago schools advertising and the education guide. So mm-hmm. I imagine there is a process and procedure by which builders and schools and moving companies and so on and so forth can participate and partner with you. How do they do that?
Give me a call, of course, or contact us online. Let me know. I would love to talk with them. We would love to get them involved with some of our editorial that we're writing. You know, they're welcome to be part of Know Atlanta, and we'll be able to share what they have with all of the people moving.
All right. Sherry, before we let you go, should anyone need any more information about everything happening with Know Atlanta, where do they go?
They can go to knowatlanta.com. They can reach us at 770-650-1102. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Easy to find.
All right. Sherry Gasway, the publisher of Know Atlanta. Sherry, as always, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.